我们看到第一点，他是一个肯委身的人。
We see first Philip willing to make commitment.
我们看到第二点，他是一个真属灵的人。
We see that Philip is a Christian filled with the Holy Spirit.
第三点，我们看到他是一个有智慧的基督徒。
Thirdly, that he is a Christian full of wisdom.
我们再看第六章第三节。
Let's see the verse 3 in chapter 6 again.
有好名声，被圣灵充满，智慧充足的人。
Philip is the person who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom.
智慧充足，讲到他是一个有智慧的人。
This means that Philip is a person with a lot of wisdom.
智慧，在这里的原文的智慧，就是很多女孩子用的一个名字，很好的名字 ，Sophia。
The wisdom means Sophia in English.
哦，这个名字非常好，就是满了智慧。
It means that full of wisdom.
那这个智慧，而且这个智慧在原文里面给我们的意思多半是形容的都是神所用的人是好人。
It also described in the Bible means that all these are good people used by God.
所以这个字可能我们讲的有一些道德的含义，他聪明，有一些道德的含义。
Therefore, this word of wisdom means it implies moral implications.
因此我们看到它的意义很深刻。
It has truly implications, deep true implications.
也是相信从圣经让我们看到用的方法呢，多半这些人就是用最好的方法达到最高的目的。
Those people of wisdom, as recorded in the Bible, are using the best way to achieve the highest goals.
我讲到现在这个时代我们重视宣教。
We talk about that we today, modern world, emphasize on preaching the gospel.
现在华人的教会，特别在北美的教会，每一间教会都在重视宣教。
Every church in North America, in Chinese churches, they all emphasize in sharing gospel.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这个目的是对的。
This is a good purpose.
但是我们再问下去的，是不是用最好的方法来达到最高的目的呢？
But let us pursue, are we all using the best ways to accomplish these goals?
没有。
Not all.
今天你到教会所看到，到宣教工厂所看到的一些方法，使你灰心，
observe,
使你寒心。
As we observe in the field of mission, we feel shame of some of those practices that we use.
这就是讲，假如是用这个智慧 Sophia 的话，这个是方法，是最好的方法。
Here the wisdom says, Sophia means that we're going to use the best ways to accomplish the highest goals.
所以这边讲的智慧充足，我们可以用两方面来讲。
Here we say be filled with the wisdom means two things.
第一方面，由圣灵所赐分辨的智慧。
First is that we are filled with the Holy Spirit to distinguish the good from evil.
所以六章三节里面讲的智慧充足，是他们有分辨的智慧。
Here we say the full wisdom in the verse 3 means that they have the ability to distinguish good from evil.
我以前的一个老牧师叫 Stephen Ofer, 被神重用的一个人。
My old pastor, Reverend Ofer, is truly a servant used heavily by God.
他讲过一句话。
He said one time.
我一直记得。
I remember all my life.
他讲智慧是做一个基督徒所不可或缺的品德。
He said that wisdom is the essential character of the Christian.
智慧。能够分辨是个最重要的一件事情。
To be able to distinguish good from evil is the essential skill of Christian.
我以前牧会的时候。
In the past, I pastored the church.
在我们教会选同工的时候。
As we trying to choose co-workers.
当然第一个品格是好名声，是品格好。
The first condition is that those people need to have a good honest report.
第二我们选的就是说他有没有分辨的智慧。
Secondly, that we want to find the people who can distinguish good from evil.
我跟你讲，有很多有好品格的人，他不见得有智慧分辨。
Oftentimes, people have good testimony and witness may not have the ability to distinguish.
我有认得很多有好品格的基督徒，甚至于传道人，他不见得做的一些决定都是最有智慧的决定。
A lot of the good pastors and the good co-workers may not always use the wisdom to make the best decisions.
教会的领袖最需要的不但是品格不可或缺的，而且是有分辨的智慧。
The leaders of the church not only have to have good witness, but also need to have this ability to distinguish evil from good.
每一个步骤做的决定都会影响到前面教会的增长。
Because every decision they make along the way will affect the increase of church.
因此他们需要有圣灵充满来给他们智慧。
Therefore, they need to be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to distinguish evil from good.
讲到智慧充足是分辨的智慧。
Means, full of wisdom means it need to have the ability to distinguish.
当然圣经告诉我们敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
As the Bible told us, the fear of God is the beginning of the wisdom.
我们看到所罗门做了一件很美的事情，神非常的喜悦。
We read in the Bible that Solomon, King Solomon, did a wonderful thing that pleased God.
大家求你赐我智慧聪明。
He begged, he prayed that, Lord, please give me wisdom.
我好在这民前出路。
Therefore, I can come forth and back in the people.
不然，谁能够判断这众民，这么多的民呢？
Or else, who can rule and judge among all these great people?
Oh, 这个人真聪明。
He is truly a person with wisdom.
选择的是最好的东西。
He chose the best thing in the world.
而且他选择的时候，他讲是为了你的名，我才人民，我才做这个选择。
He chose such a thing as God to give him for the Lord to govern.
分辨的智慧。
It is the wisdom of distinguishing.
求神给我们中间的同工能够有分辨的智慧。
I pray God that God will give us, the co-workers among us, the wisdom of distinguishing.
但是这边用智慧充足，除了这个之外，可能还有另外一个意思。
Perhaps there is another meaning in terms of full of wisdom.
不但是圣经说，圣灵说是分辨的智慧。
Not only those wisdom that given to us by Holy Spirit.
第二方面是由经验得来洁净的常识 common sense.
And also those that sanctify the common sense developed through our experience.
因为他侍奉的经验而能够发展出来有这个洁净过的常识。
Based on the experience of serving God and church, they developed, they sanctified the common sense.
我们每个人都会有些常识。
All of us will have some common sense.
但是不是所有的常识都是经过圣洁过的，洁净过的。
But not all the common senses that we have are sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们相信在这边形容到腓力的时候是智慧充足的时候，我们相信还有一个意思，就是经验累积而得来的这个洁净过的常识。
Therefore, as we read here, in terms of the whole Philip is full with wisdom, means that he has a love for sanctified common senses.
这也是圣灵的工作。
This is also the result of the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们在教会得到的这些侍奉的经验，通通每一样侍奉都是恩典。
The experience that we have generated through the service in church, all are grace of Lord.
我越发觉得神给我每一次侍奉的机会都是恩典。
Increasingly, I felt that every time I can serve Lord is the grace of God.
所以这么多年来，这些恩典所累积的经验呢？是经过洁净过的常识。
Therefore, all the experiences I accumulated throughout the years, all are sanctified common sense.
我以前的老牧师 Offer 又讲过这句话。
My pastor Offer also said this.
他看许多人的思想太俗天了。
A lot of people's thoughts are just putting things in the heaven.
在地上用不来，用不上。
They are not applicable in the world.
但是也有许多人的思想太俗地了。
There are many thoughts also are earthly thinking.
没有办法用在天上的事情。
And that's not suitable for heavenly business.
所以你跟我在这平常侍奉的经验里面，要一个一个把它累积起来，都是宝贵的经验。
Therefore, we will learn and accumulate those experiences are the precious gift of God.
有时候我看到一个教会进入到宣教工厂，在宣教工厂上抢地盘的时候，哎呦，我看到做的一个决定，真是缺乏洁净过的常识。
Oftentimes observe those churches that are fighting territories in the mission field, I truly feel that they do not have the sanctified common sense.
我有时候看到一个传道人或者是一个信徒到大陆去短宣的时候留下来给那个教会领袖$2,000的时候，哎呀，我讲真是做了没有洁净过的尝试。
When I observe those ministers leave a lot of money to the people in the field, when they visit mainland China, I feel that they do not have sanctified common sense.
啊，你不是害了那边的传道人吗？给他们多大的引诱吗？
You created such a great damage among those leaders in the local churches.
哎呀，我真是担心看到他们这样做的时候难过。
You leave them a lot of tensions, therefore I feel truly sorry for them.
我只举了这两个例子讲，这是没有经过洁净过的尝试。
These two cases just trying to tell you why those are not sanctified common sense.
或者是不是能够没有办法分辨的智慧，没有分辨的智慧。
Those are the evidence of lack of the wisdom of distinguishing good from evil.
弟兄姐妹，腓力是一个教会中杰出的工人。
Brother and sister, Philip is an exemplary worker of God.
他只是一个平信徒。
He is a lay believer.
这个我们都能跟他认同。
We can recognize between you and me.
他是我们中间的挑战。
He is a challenge among us.
因为让我们看到他是一个肯委身的基督徒。
Because he is a Christian willing to commit.
他肯委身，因为他是一个门徒。
Because he is a disciple, therefore he is willing to commit.
他肯委身，因为他有主的见证，他是一个好名声的人。
He is a person willing to make commitment and become the disciple because he has a good testimony.
他不但是一个肯委身的基督徒。
He is a disciple willing to make commitments.
他也是一个真属灵的基督徒。
He is a Christian filled with Holy Spirit.
真属灵，他是一个被圣灵控制的人。
To be filled with Holy Spirit means he is under the control and guidance of Holy Spirit.
我们也看到，最后看到他是一个有智慧的基督徒。
Lastly, we just observe that he is a Christian with full of wisdom.
有圣灵所赐，有分辨的能力的一个智慧。
The wisdom is the given wisdom by the Holy Spirit so that he can distinguish good from evil.
所以他跟他其他的六个同工可以来处理这个希腊人中间的他们这些寡妇所委屈的事情。
Therefore, he can work with the other six chosen people to resolve the crisis among the Gentiles.
我们看到他不但有圣灵所赐分辨的智慧，他也有经验所累积而得到的一个洁净的常识。
Not only he has wisdom, he also accumulated experience among his services. Therefore, he has the sanctified common sense.
在初期教会能够分享住的跟吃的，这是一个很大的问题。
In the early churches, to resolve the problem of providing food and living, that is truly a big challenge.
因为当时的环境跟我们这边完全不一样。
Because at that time, there was a big difference between now and then.
当时他们一信了耶稣之后，他们就要被家人赶出去，被社会赶出去。
At that time, only those people that received Christ would be run out of the families.
因此依靠教会的那些有需要量非常的大。
And therefore, they need to be relying on the church for the problem.
教会特别需要一些有经验的、有丰富经验的、洁净过尝试的人来处理这些事情。
The church rely on these people with wisdom to help them resolve the problems.
我们看到了腓力这个人。
We now have thoroughly examined Philip.
什么是腓力对教会的影响？
What is the impact that Philip has delivered to the church?
他代表了一群新的工人。
He represents a new generation of co-workers.
他肯委身，他不是雇工。
He is willing to make commitment. He is not a hired hand.
他是有属灵的实质，他不是只是会一些礼仪，教会的礼仪。
He is not just governing the right rituals, but he is having the true spiritual implications.
他有天上的智慧。而不是见地上的智慧。
He has true spiritual strength because he understands the heavenly things.
我们看到六章一节提到了这些人的对教会的贡献。
Here we see in the verse 1 of chapter 6, it says,
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷的门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Verse 7 says, the word of God spread, the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests become obedient to the faith.
许多的祭司他们得到了更新了。
Even the priests become obedient to the faith.
我们看到不但祭司更新，有许多的信徒增加，门徒增加了。
Not only the priests become renewed, also the number of the disciples increased.
看到了神的道兴旺了起来。
We also see the word of God spread.
我们看到了门徒数目加增的甚多。
We see that the number of disciples increased rapidly.
我们看到属祭司信从了这道。
And there's a large number of priests become obedient to the faith.
表示属灵的领袖被更新了。
It represents that the the spiritual leaders being renewed.
我巴不得这个祷告，这个祷告，这个教会能够有同样的更新。
I pray that this church will have the same renewal as it recorded right here.
我祷告巴不得这个地区所有的教会都能够更新。
I pray that all churches in this area will be renewed in the same way as recorded here.
圣灵能够兴起选择一批像腓力一样的人。
Holy Spirit will generate such a new generation of the co-workers.
在教会做一个杰出的工人。
To be the exemplary workers in the church.
他的侍奉是个生命的侍奉。
He will dedicate their lives to the church.
他是一个杰出的工人。
He or she will be the exemplary workers of church.
让你跟我操练做主的门徒。
Let you and I become, try to practice and become the worker of God.
成为一个肯委身的基督徒。
That we were willing to make commitments.
让你跟我顺服圣灵的引领。
That we will obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
成为一个真属灵的基督徒。
That we will truly become a spirit-filled Christian.
让你跟我能够在圣灵的控制之下能够得到他赐给我们的智慧。
Under the control of the Spirit, we can receive the blessings of the Holy Spirit.
成为一个有智慧的基督徒。
That we will become the Christian filled with wisdom.
让我们成为一个神所用的一个杰出的教会的工人。
That you and I can become the exemplary workers that will be heavily used by God.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你可以成为腓力。
You can become Philip.
成为教会中一个杰出的工人。
You can become exemplary workers of God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们的主，我们的神，求你赐福给这个教会跟这地区所有的教会。
Our Father, our God, please bless this church and all the churches in this area.
在我们中间，以圣灵拣选更多的腓力。
That your Holy Spirit will choose among us more Philip.
成为你教会中杰出的工人。
Become exemplary workers in church.
能够把教会进展的瓶颈这个危机变成一个转机。
That these new generation of workers will create breakthrough in our church development.
能够高举我们主耶稣基督的名。
That we will hold your Jesus Christ's name high.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray.
Amen.
这样的节目是由更新传道会制作。